Welcome back to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. We are in the midst of a five-part series talking with the individual Tuolumne County supervisors on this weekend show. During the first 2 weeks, we were joined in studio by Supervisor Randy Hanvelt and then later by Supervisor Carl Rotifer. If you missed those shows, you can find them in the multimedia section of mymotherlode.com. In our third installment this weekend, we're joined in studio by District 1 Supervisor Sherry Brennan. Supervisor Brennan, next thing I want to talk to you about is kind of a controversial topic, marijuana in Tuolumne County, and you have a perspective being on the marijuana task force, one of the two supervisors selected to be on that task force. So can you tell us a little bit about where things are right now with that issue and how you kind of you feel about this issue?
Cannabis in California, very complicated subject. So as many of your listeners may be aware, things have changed dramatically in the county. We need to be very clear in separating out what is medical and recreational that are non-commercial, and then commercial cannabis. And so I'll start with talking about what we recently have been spending a lot of time on, and that is how do we bring together the personal and medical piece that is not commercial. A year ago, many of your listeners are aware that we, as a board, really we had a lot of advocacy on compassionate medical marijuana use, and we were fairly liberal with what we brought forward for an ordinance, and that was 12 plants per parcel with minimum setbacks. Let me rephrase that. 12 plants per prescription, 2 prescriptions per parcel. So you could have 24 plants per parcel. What we saw this summer, unfortunately, was a lot of individuals that were growing did not follow or were not complying with the code compliance issues. We had a lot of neighbor-on-neighbor confrontations that were happening, and just not respect for your neighbor's property rights also. So the board did pull back on this in late September, and I definitely am in support of taking a step back. Anything that we do with cannabis, we have to be able to enforce the code compliance piece of it. If we don't, number one, we don't have credibility as a board, and number two, we are going to continue to see an uptick in what I call neighbor-to-neighbor confrontations. And that's not the kind of environment that we want to be living in Tuolumne County. So I was a proponent of taking a step back. That step back meant that for today, we were not going to allow any outdoor growing. Do I think that that's going to evolve and change? I believe that there is room to do that, but there's going to have to be a couple pieces associated with that. Number one is there's going to have to be some fee associated with monitoring and compliance. And it really is no different than when we look at the building industry and we charge building fees so that inspectors go out and make sure that the builders are complying with all of the regulations that exist. We need to look at a similar scheme with regards to outdoor medical marijuana. Again, by state law, an individual can grow 6 plants in their residence. That's not based on parcel, that's based on residence. So a distinction that we need to be aware of. If we move back to some level of outdoor grow for the medical piece, we have to have a better way to finance compliance. If your listeners were watching that board meeting, there was a number that was presented, and to do the minimal amount of code compliance for the medical marijuana piece that we would have in place if we had outdoor grows was in excess of $800,000. Now, do I think that realistically you're going to recover all of that through some type of license fee? No, I don't. But we have to start recovering some of that, and we have to be credible that we can actually enforce. Now we jump to the other side, and that is the commercial piece. This is a huge moving target with the state of California, and they are actually set to release their environmental impact report, I believe the end of November or the 1st of December. they have to start issuing licenses on January 2nd. That does not mean that's a date for the county, because each county was given jurisdictional authority over what would happen within that county. So you'll see some counties that will say absolutely no commercial cultivation, manufacturing, or retail, and there are three distinct silos. Some counties may pick one or two of those silos. Some counties may do all three. But that is up to each individual jurisdiction. The state has to be ready to issue licenses to those jurisdictions that have said they're moving ahead. So in Tuolumne County, we're going to take the time to investigate all of the different pieces that may be associated with any of one of those three silos. And again, that was cultivation, manufacturing, and distribution. What is a little bit problematic for me is that EIR will be released. They're going to do it under an emergency authority so that they can start issuing the licenses the 1st of January. And then they're going to go back and they're going to review all of the comments. They're going to have a 45-day comment period after the fact. We also know that there are groups that have lined up and said, we're going to litigate this. And so I'm not certain that we are going to have clear direction from the state of California that's actually going to be able to move counties forward. Because the other piece of this that's important to recognize is that as a county, we can be more restrictive than the state. We cannot be less restrictive than the state. So to hit that threshold, we have to know what ultimately makes it out the other side of their environmental review process. Now, they are trying to put some pieces in place that will help counties. I don't have a lot of confidence personally in some of the mechanisms that they're trying to put in place. So we will have to be very proactive, again, at the county level, updating the state where we are with respect to, as we move forward, whether we will or will not have commercial either cultivation, manufacturing, or distribution. Now, having said that, again, we are getting a lot of information back. I know there are different, the medical community that want to have medical marijuana as a prescriptive alternative. I understand that. I think our board has recognized that there definitely is some need. So will we be looking at if people don't have the opportunity to cultivate what they feel they need for their medical need? We may have to look at some other dispensary or ability for them to be able to get the medical marijuana that is important to their quality of life. So we're going to be addressing all that. I really would invite your listeners. We are the other piece that became really evident to me is that we have the working group, but there's tremendous interest across the entire, our entire board is very interested in this topic. And so we were seeing a tremendous time delay because we'd meet with the working group and come up with a couple of recommendations and then move that forward through the board. There might be a 3-month delay. And then the board had interest in looking at it from a different perspective. So going forward, we're going to have joint meetings of the entire Board of Supervisors and the marijuana a working group. Hopefully that will make us more efficient, both for our time, staff times, and the public's time. And we're going to move those meetings to the second Tuesday of the month from 4 to 7 so that more of the public will be able to attend, because there is a lot of interest. I get a lot of emails. Unfortunately, a lot of the folks that are interested in this subject are working when we have been having these conversations. So it was really important to me that we move, that we do both of those pieces, that we do joint groups and that we move them to the evening so that we can get more participation from the public.
Interesting topic for sure. We need to take one more break. We're talking with District 1 Tuolumne County Supervisor Sherry Brennan on this weekend's Motherlode Views. And Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. We'll return with our final segment in just a minute.